It's time to talk Black Bear football, our weekly visit with the coach brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718 and by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor and online at creative-ps.com. Coach Jordan Stevens of the Black Bears joins us. Good afternoon, Jordan.
Good afternoon, Rich.
My goodness, I've seen a lot of football through the years. I have never seen anything like the ending of that game Saturday. Your guys played so hard and so well, took the lead with under 2 minutes to go, and then an unbelievable sequence of events when you kept stopping them at the goal line and flags kept flying. Have you ever seen anything like that?
I haven't. I mean, to have two plays ran with time expired, I've never been a part of that. You know, really unfortunate that it got put in the officials' hands at the end of the game. You know, obviously that's out of our control, but, you know, you hate to see it decided that way. You know, just felt for the players and, you know, the work they put in within that game and just fighting the whole way. And, you know, you can point to a lot of things to say, you know, we put ourselves in that position, but that's a lot of college football games. And it's going to come down to the end. And you want to be able to leave it up to the players to make that decision.
Well, yeah, and I wasn't in any position to say whether they were good calls or bad calls, but I always think the best officiating is when you don't notice at all. And at that point in the game, especially when you get a 50-50 ball, like that last play before the touchdown with two guys going up for it, you don't often see that call made any time in the game, but certainly not at that point.
Correct, yeah. I mean, we've had communication with the league, with the conference, excuse me, and with the head of officiating, you know, and there's definitely some ones that were, you know, should have gone the other way. And, you know, I've discussed those with the league, and, you know, a lot of times they have agreed to that. But, you know, the good thing is that the targeting on Robbie Ryobi was overturned, so he'll be able to play this weekend.
Oh, good. Well, it should have been, because I watched that and saw three guys, Robbie, Austin Ambush, and the receiver all arrive at the same time.
Yeah, that was a bang-bang play, and there was no helmet-to-helmet or head-down contact. So, Robbie, we found out last night, and, you know, we really appreciate the CA working fast on that one to get that overturned, you know, because... You know, it's one thing for it to affect that game, and it shouldn't have, but for it to affect the next game is something that, you know, really shouldn't happen in that case. So it got overturned by the NCAA, and we're excited to have him with us the whole game this weekend.
Well, glad to hear that. Now, the old saying is, you are what you are, your record is what you are, and yet, boy, you have had so many tough losses this season. Four losses by a total of 10 points. You've got a one-point loss, a two-point loss, a three-point loss, and a four-point loss. How do you keep everybody positive when you've gone through that level of adversity?
Yeah, I mean, certainly a task. I mean, you know, really building, certainly building character within our team to continue to fight and show up every day. And that's what you have to do when you have a responsibility to show up. And that's kind of been our message. And we have to continue to show up and do our jobs and, you know, stay together as a team. And I think that the guys have done that relatively well. And then, you know, there's no better way than to have a rivalry game after that one to get our attention back and get us refocused. And, you know, we have a very good UNH team coming up here this weekend and a huge challenge in front of us and a lot at stake.
Well, yeah, and I was talking about that a few minutes ago. Obviously, you want to hang on to the Bryce Cowell musket, beat your arch rival, end your season on a winning note, because that's always a better way to go into the offseason. But you beat New Hampshire. I think it might put them on the bubble. There's a chance it could knock them out of the playoffs, but at the very least, I think if you guys beat them on Saturday, it takes them out of a first-round bye in a home game.
Okay, yeah. I haven't looked at the details of how the playoffs are going to unfold and who wins. I know, you know, just an opportunity for us to get a, beat our rival, and that's a big win in itself. And, you know, they've certainly had our number over the years, and that should be motivation for our players to come out and leave a lasting legacy to beat UNH, to be a team that beat UNH is, is something to be proud of.
I'll tell you, another thing to be proud of is what your guys have been doing off the field and in the community throughout the season. I think today that you've been spending time working with a food bank, right?
Yeah, we were down in Brewer at one of the food banks there, packing up boxes. We had about 50 players down there packing boxes for families in need over Thanksgiving. This is our civic day in the community, and we had around 20 players over at the YMCA in Old Town Orono, and then we were at the elementary school here in Orono doing some readings this afternoon as well. So, you know, all of our guys got out in the community this afternoon, and it's a really good thing for us to do, keep the perspective of, you know, what's important and, you know, the impact we can have, win or lose.
That's great work you're doing there in the community, you and the players as well. So, listen, have a great week of practice. Confident about it. I think you match up well with New Hampshire and a chance to finish on a high note and keep that musket where it belongs this weekend.
Absolutely. Appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you this weekend.
You got it. Thanks, Jordan. Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear Football. Black Bear Reports are brought to you by our friends at Creative Print Services. Take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative. Small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services, located on the Dowd Road, Bangor. A proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.